It's 10 minutes past nine. You're listening to ABC New England Northwest. Christy Reading with you. Nice to have you on board this morning. Now, we heard earlier the Quirindi Advocate marks 100 years since the first edition rolled off the printing press. We heard earlier from the owner of Quirindi Printing and Publishing Media, Jocelyn Rose, about the history of the paper and today's celebrations. But from one of the oldest newspapers in our region to the newest, the Glen Innes News started last year and kicked into print this year. David Lewis is the editor of the Glen Innes News and joins us now. David, good morning.
Well, good morning, Christy. How are you going?
I'm doing really well. Hey, how are things tracking with the Glen Innes News?
Look, some days it feels like 100 years, but we haven't quite got there yet. Oh, by the way, sorry, can I just take the opportunity to say congratulations to Jocelyn and her team. What an incredible milestone.
Yeah, absolutely. Navigating all that comes with media and technology advancements as well, it's certainly something to be celebrated, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially now, I mean, with talk, I guess we could talk about this all day, but with things like AI and technological advances, even just week by week at the moment feels incredible. So 100 years of that must be just amazing.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed the Glen Innes News can get there too, David.
Not only 99 and a half years to go, but we'll get there.
But things are going well. I mean, what feedback are you getting from the community?
Look, we are so happy with how things are going. The feedback has been incredibly positive, which is obviously nice for us to hear as a team, but also you know, really gratifying to be told and for the community to let us know that that, you know, what we went out to our community with, which was essentially, you know, a gamble in a way. We thought we knew what they wanted and we asked them what they wanted and we thought we could deliver it, but to hear from them that we are doing that and that they're loving what we're doing and they look forward to each issue is just there's nothing better, frankly.
Yeah. David, let's talk a bit about the initial reasons why the Glen Innes News was started.
Sure. Well, Glen Innes had a local newspaper called the Glen Innes Examiner. It was owned by a larger media company in the end there. And it had been around, I think, for just under 150 years. So quite a long time. But the owners of that decided it wasn't viable to keep printing that at all. And they wound it back to an online edition. But unfortunately, the online edition has a paywall and there's very little in the way of local content. So it all seems to come from other towns nearby. So when they announced that they were going to stop printing back in September last year, myself and a few other people I know sort of got together and said, well, that's not very good. Someone needs to do something about that. And someone silly, it may have been me, but someone very silly said, well, aren't we someone? And yeah, that's how it kicked off. So we held a public meeting and got a bunch of people from the community together and said, look, is this something that you want? And everyone said yes, and no one's slept a full night since then.
Well, good of you to join us this morning rather than having a nap, David. We appreciate that very much. But, of course, you started online initially, kind of working up to printing earlier this year. What kind of traffic were you getting in those initial days online?
Well, actually, not too bad. Not too bad. We didn't know what to expect, frankly. I'll preface this by saying we'd always intended to print. It wasn't a matter of going online and then deciding to print later. It was we actually thought, you know, we wanted to print from day one. It was just being November and coming up to a Christmas break. We thought that was a very difficult time for advertisers who would ultimately be paying for the printing. So we started online first. And that was, it turned out to be a great decision because it gave us the chance to really sort of refine our editorial processes and cut our teeth on the whole thing, without a looming print deadline hanging over us, straight away. So that was really great. Right, but no, the traffic was very good from the outset, and then when the print edition launched, the print edition almost works as well as being a newspaper. Also works a bit like a flyer to drive people to the website as well. It reminds them to go there. So the stats really, really jumped quite significantly once print started as well.
Yeah. Okay. So now you've started print. You're about 6 months in. I mean, what's circulation like?
Okay. Well, Actually, funny story. When we first started, we found out from the local news agency how many copies the previous newspaper had been distributing locally here in Glen Innes and little surrounding villages, and we printed that number, expecting we might need some more, but we could do a run-on print. We had to print more within the first half hour because they ran out. So we started off at 1,500 a fortnight, and we've been slowly ramping that up gradually, issue by issue. We're now getting very close to 2,000 per issue.
Yeah, wow. Okay. And that's obviously got to do with demand, but you're able to do that, I'm assuming, because you've got the advertising revenue.
Yeah, exactly right. The advertising revenue pays, that's what keeps the lights on and keeps the printer chugging along. Just to clarify, we don't charge a cover price. The paper is free for anyone who wants to take a copy. So the advertising revenue pays for the day-to-day. And then we've been very lucky, very grateful to receive a number of fairly significant donations from local community groups and service clubs and things who love what we're doing and want to support it. And so that sort of thing allows us to expand what we do or build our capacity to do it better, I guess. So, you know, buying things like, you know, nice cameras instead of using our crappy old smartphones to get photos and things like that. That's how we pay for those things.
Yeah, okay. David Lewis is with us this morning, editor of the Glen Innes News, joining us here on ABC New England Northwest. David, how are you going with contributions to the newspaper and community input?
Really, really good. Always wanting more, of course, always encouraging more. But from day one, I think, you know, all of the team here at Glen Innes News were of the same mind, and that was it's not enough for us to be just someone that or a vehicle for it to tell the community what's going on. It needs to be a part of the community, and it needs to be an active part of that community, and the best way to do that is to encourage contributions. So we do. We receive regular contributions from all sorts of places, from against other local community groups. The Agricultural Research Station just outside of town here, they contribute regularly. A bit of our rural stuff comes through that way. A lot of our arts content comes through via contributors. We've actually got a fantastic article in the edition that's out today, which will be on the streets in the next half hour or so, about it's an article written by a local wildlife carer. And, of course, being here in Glen Innes, you can't imagine that she would have found a pelican in her driveway. but it's a story about that and how he came to sort of be a long way from home. And ultimately the story is talking about what it's like to be a wildlife carer and how rewarding that is. So, you know, that sort of thing. A few journalists is great. We can tell you what's going on at the council, but, you know, boring. That sort of story is just, you know, that's really what we're about as well. And it just gives it such a great local human element, I feel.
I've heard that Glen Innes Council is anything but boring at the moment, actually. David,
they're certainly keeping it.
A lot of conversations. Yeah. Lots happening with rates and finances and things at the moment. But
as I say, they keep us busy, but... Yeah. It is what it is, isn't it? I'll try and form a sentence again. It is our job to tell those stories, and we do. I guess a bit like I was listening to your interview with Jocelyn from Corindai earlier, and how they came up with the name, The Advocate, which I thought was fantastic. And I feel that we operate in a similar way in that we want to advocate for the area that we live in. We love it, and we want other people to love it too. But that doesn't mean that there aren't some uncomfortable conversations that need to happen sometimes, like around rates and things. We'll do our very best to keep people informed about that as well.
David, what have been some of the challenges of, I'm sure you've navigated lots in recent months, you know, getting the paper started and printed. What have been some of the challenges you've been navigating and how have you navigated those?
Oh, that's an interesting one because it feels like there's a challenge every day, but not significant challenges. Sure. Every day presents us with something like that. Actually, it's strange. Before we even started, there was some quite lengthy and deep conversations about what would happen when we're committed to a print issue. Well, what happens if there is no news? What do we do? Because we didn't want to become like, unfortunately, some legacy media that has a space to fill and has to fill it, and sometimes what is filled, what that space is filled with, isn't necessarily newsworthy or even you know, helpful, I guess is one way to put it. So we didn't want to do that, but what do we do when there is no news? And that felt like a challenge until we got started, and it was only then that we realised there is always something. There is always something going on in this community. And actually, a good friend of mine, and who is also a journalist, gave me a fantastic piece of advice, and he said, look, you never have to worry about that. Every single person that you meet has a story. It's just a matter of finding out what it is. And that has you know, been the best advice I've ever received, and it is so incredibly true. There is never an issue with filling the pages.
David, great to talk to you this morning and check in on the Glen Innes News and how it's tracking in its early months of publication. Great to have you on board this morning. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks, Christy. Always great to chat.
Good on you, David. Thank you. David Lewis there, the editor of the Glen Innes News, joining us here on ABC New England Northwest. I'd love to hear from you this morning if you're picking up the Glen Innes News in town or when you're passing through. Let us know. 0467 922 684. It's 21 past 9.